It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 25th, 2016. Today we're noting a highlight in the history of music, recalling that on January 25th, 1858, Mendelssohn's Wedding March attained wide popularity after it was played at the marriage ceremony of the eldest daughter of England's Queen Victoria and the Crown Prince of the German Empire, Frederick William of Prussia. Felix Mendelssohn's Wedding March in C major, written in 1842, is one of the best-known pieces from his suite of incidental music to Shakespeare's play A Midsummer Night's Dream. It is one of the most frequently used wedding marches and is generally played on a church pipe organ. At weddings in many Western countries, this piece is commonly used as a recessional. It is frequently teamed with the bridal chorus and its familiar Here Comes the Bride melody from Wagner's opera Lohengrin. The first time that Mendelssohn's Wedding March was used as a wedding was when Dorothy Carew wed Tom Daniel at St. Peter's Church in Tiverton, England in 1847, where it was performed by organist Samuel Ray. However, it did not become popular at weddings until the celebrated royal event of 1858. Classical music historian Robert Greenberg said in a piece for National Public Radio's Weekend Edition Sunday that originally aired in 2008 and was revisited in 2012 that the event was enough to set a standard for ages to come. Greenberg also noted that Mendelssohn was a true prodigy. Between the ages of 12 and 14, he composed 12 string symphonies, 4 operas, and many other works, and that his unusual precocity was due in large part to his privileged lifestyle. He came from a wealthy banking family in Berlin, and his parents wanted only the best for their children. They were overeducated by any standard. Mendelssohn could speak multiple languages as a child, was reading Homer in the original Greek by the time he was 10. He was also an excellent watercolorist. Music was just one more of those things that he mastered as a young man. It also didn't hurt that the young composer's father had hired private orchestras so Mendelssohn could learn on the job, hearing his own music as he composed it. He wrote his first symphony for full orchestra at age 15. His first acknowledged masterwork came 1 year later in the form of an octet for strings. But that's not all. Greenberg says he became the prototype for the modern conductor. He was the first to use a baton on a regular basis. He programmed music back to the 16th century, something new at the time, and he created an infrastructure that made the life of his musicians much easier. He got them pensions and dental plans, creating a loyalty within an orchestral corps that was used to being treated like cattle. Unfortunately, Mendelssohn, like many other musical geniuses, was taken long before his time. He was only 38 years old when he died in 1847. He suffered a series of strokes almost immediately upon hearing of the death of his beloved sister Fanny, and it may truly be said that he died of a broken heart. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 25th, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.